Good morning, Mr. Chairman and Commissioners, and a special welcome to Commissioner Tate to your first Commission open meeting. It's my pleasure to report to you on the highlights of the Enforcement Bureau's activities in 2005. The Enforcement Bureau's mission is tied to the Commission's priorities and objectives. Among other goals, the Bureau works to advance important homeland security and public safety objectives, promote a level playing field, ensure efficient and responsible use of the public airwaves, and protect consumer interests. To accomplish our mission, the Enforcement Bureau is 338 employees strong, with staff at FCC headquarters and in field offices and installations throughout the United States. The Bureau is poised to act quickly to meet the Commission's enforcement priorities. This year, the Commission collectively faced the substantial challenges posed by the devastating impact of Hurricanes Katrina, Rita, and Wilma. The Enforcement Bureau was proud to participate in the Commission-wide efforts to restore essential broadcast and communication services to the affected communities. The Enforcement Bureau role was multifaceted. A number of Bureau staff provided boots-on-the-ground support to the relief efforts, serving the emergency support facilities in Louisiana and Texas. Back in Washington, Bureau staff was instrumental in helping to identify whether broadcasters and public safety answering points were able to remain operational, resolving radio interference complaints, and providing communication sector support to the federal relief efforts. In addition to the significant Bureau resources committed to hurricane relief, the Enforcement Bureau focused substantial attention on other homeland security and public safety priorities. For example, in November, the Bureau proposed and the Commission adopted rules broadening the emergency alert system requirements to ensure that consumers using digital or subscription-based services have access to emergency information. The Bureau was also active in pursuing VoIP 911 compliance and enforcement efforts to ensure that providers of interconnected VoIP services comply with customer notification, acknowledgement, and labeling requirements, and that they offer enhanced 911 capabilities to their subscribers. The Enforcement Bureau takes seriously the FCC's rules requiring that emergency communications are accessible to individuals with disabilities. We propose forfeitures totaling $153,000, for failure to provide access to emergency information for persons with hearing disabilities. In addition, the Bureau's High Frequency Direction Finding Group worked with a number of federal agencies to provide guidance on matters involving radio signal propagation and interference. Ensuring that providers compete on a level playing field was another area of significant activity in 2005. On that front, the Bureau initiated a number of targeted enforcement activities, including 40 to 45 pre-complaint mediations and roughly 30 formal complaints filed against carriers regarding market disputes. We also initiated more than 100 investigations regarding the marketing of unauthorized equipment, resulting in 38 enforcement actions and revocation of 2 equipment authorizations. With respect to universal service, another important level playing field area of focus, in 2005, the Enforcement Bureau acted to ensure compliance with the FCC's rules in 3 main areas: contribution, E-rate, and lifeline and link-up. Significant accomplishments of the Bureau included issuing NALs and consent decrees totaling nearly $6 million for failure to contribute to the Universal Service Fund and other regulatory programs, initiating several suspension and debarment proceedings, and entering into a consent decree totaling nearly $2 million regarding the E-rate program. The Bureau also acted to enforce the FCC's lifeline and link-up rules applicable on tribal lands. The Enforcement Bureau continued to take a hard look at enforcement of the FCC's rules to ensure efficient and responsible use of the public airwaves. For example, in 2005, the Bureau investigated more than 200 complaints regarding unauthorized pirate radio broadcasts. We also initiated enforcement actions regarding complaints of obscene, indecent, and profane programming, and conducted more than 500 inspections related to enforcement of the FCC's main studio and public inspection file requirements. Consumer protection was another key priority for the Bureau in 2005. Our accomplishments included entering into a $4 million consent decree for slamming violations, the largest settlement involving slamming in Commission history. We were also active in enforcing our Telephone Consumer Protection Act rules. The Enforcement Bureau recognizes the importance of coordinating with our colleagues in the states and other federal agencies to maximize the value of our enforcement activities. In 2005, in addition to our coordination with federal law enforcement and Homeland Security personnel, we actively engaged with our state colleagues to advance key strategic priorities. For example, the Enforcement Bureau led the FCC's participation in a joint FCC-NARUC task force on VoIP E911 enforcement. 2005 was a productive year for the Enforcement Bureau, and I appreciate the tremendous work by my dedicated staff. Moving forward in 2006, the Bureau will remain flexible and nimble to tackle new challenges and address the evolving demands of a dynamic marketplace.